The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning to all. 7:05 in the morning here on the 21st of June, 2019. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning, Jared, at the helm.
Good morning.
At the whole thing. Hey, thanks, Jared. No, good Jared morning. Did our show last night, North State Now, and yeah. Of course, Enjoy the Magazine was on, and I understand it was a great show.
We have baseball last night.
Yeah, we did.
So you had both. You had a double whammy.
How bad?
We were in the lead up until about the sixth inning, and then the other team scored 10 runs.
What?
Whoa!
Oh, my God. That was like watching San Francisco in the Dodgers last night.
Dodgers just whacked them.
Anyway. Okay, well, thanks so much.
Not that we watch the San Francisco Giants. We watch the L.A. Dodgers.
I like the San Francisco Giants. Sorry.
That's okay. True. You know what? Come to think of it. It's the 49ers. We're not crazy.
Anyway, everybody, how are you? And you know what I found out today, and I'd love to share this if you didn't know that already. Today's beginning of the official day of summer solstice. And
summer begins at 8:45 a.m. this morning.
That is so cool. And this is the only day, the only true day for 4 hours on the Sundial Bridge where it's the correct timing with the dial in the back. So that is very, very cool information. Now, today, we have a red flag warning until 6 p.m. on Saturday night. Of course, that's because of the wind that's out. Sunny today with our highs of 89 and our lows of 65. Tomorrow calls for a hot day with a high of 97 and a low of 66. And Sunday high of 99 with a low of 68. Now, when we talk about today, we've got winds from 15 to 17 miles per hour and gusts up as to high is 24 miles per hour. The same with Saturday with winds 10 to 15 miles per hour and gusts that can go as high as 21. And then Sunday, we have sunny and hot with a high of 99, near 6 to 8 miles, becoming a southeast in the morning with, calmer winds, but still be on high alert. And that includes weed eating, which, you know, we know we have to get done here. Weed eating and anything that can be in this. In fact, I would say don't. For about 3 or 4 days. Okay, weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where senior and veteran discounts are welcome. 365-3793. And with us this morning is our beloved, our girl, our dog and cat and rabbit and whatever you want to call it, pet of the week that she selects from Haven Humane. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's Amy.
Good morning. It's me.
Okay, no more of that espresso in the morning.
I'm not even that fancy. I don't feel deserving of that.
You are very sweet introduction. One of your attributes is that you are consistent.
That's a good one. I thought you were going to say incredibly charming. But
well, you are.
Well, besides
stick
that.
With
but,
that.
Consistent, but consistently incredibly charming. How's that?
Yeah, that's good.
And always come through with a pet of the week and a great news, and I think you're a wonderful.
Speaking of that, what is the pet of the week?
Yes. All right, Mr.
I didn't know if we'd ever get to the animal.
I don't know. You're just over there smoking a cigar on your big old lazy chair. Go on, sleep.
So I brought a super sweet pup today. He's giant. I brought Tillamook. He's a big 3-year-old.
Tillamook.
Yeah, he actually has a sister in the shelter named Yoplait. So we kind of did a dairy products theme for these two. So Yoplait and Tillamook are both in Camp Love a Pet. So they both are, along with 18 other dogs, are going through Camp Love a Pet, which is such a great program that we have at Haven. So
is that going on this week?
It is. It started on Saturday, was our orientation last Saturday, and then the kids have been working their butts off since Monday. So today's the last day of this week of camp, and then it starts again next week, same kids. So next week I'll actually have a kid with me.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit, and we're going to do that next week as well, about what are the ages for the kids that do Camp Love a Pet?
So it's from 10 to 15. They have the older counselors are able to come too, like teenage counselors. So they're usually kids that have been through the camp themselves young, and then they come back to help the kids, you know, go through camp as well. So it's really fun. We also have staff as some of the counselors, and Mark is out there every morning with them. So
Tillamook is licking your arm.
He is.
He's looking at you with adoring eyes.
He does this thing where if I have my hand down, watch, Steve. You see that?
Oh, here he comes.
Well, see, if I stop petting him, he'll nudge my elbow. Uh-huh. He starts real nicely about it, like, hey, pet me. And then he'll jump in my lap and make eye contact because he's like, I'm pretty sure I told you 3 times that you didn't pet me. If I start petting him, I better not stop petting him or he'll climb in my lap.
So, Amy, this is when, through the Camp Love a Pet, these pets or these dogs are taught their commands, taught their manners.
Yeah, they're socialized. They're taught, you know, sit, stay, shake, roll over. They all learn how to walk better on a leash. So it's a really great program. If you're looking for a dog to adopt that you want to know more about than we typically know about a dog, because they come in as strays, and that's a lot of the questions we get. Mm-hmm. Do you know anything about their mm-hmm. history? Do you know if they do this or that? And a lot of those we can't really answer when we don't know a lot about them coming in as strays.
Right.
But when the dogs have gone through Camp Love a Pet, we know that they're good with kids.
Or other dogs. Right.
You know, we know what commands the kids have taught them. We know that they've had, like, the basic foundations of training. So you're going to get an all-around great dog. Any of our camp dogs that you would, you know, adopt, you would definitely score. I scored. I got a camp dog before I started working at Haven, a few months before I actually started working. Today marks 3 years since her adoption.
Oh, congratulations.
I know. It came up today, and I was like, oh, it's been three years.
I was just over there looking Tillamook in the eyes.
Yeah.
Will look at you.
Which barely have to bend down to do.
Yeah.
He's big.
No, he's a big dog.
Yeah.
But he's not huge. He's probably, what, weighs 70 pounds?
Yeah.
And is a, I don't know what you call it, a brindle color?
He's like a shepherd.
Shepherd. It's more of a shepherd
color.
You know,
like multi-toned.
But he doesn't have the pity face.
No.
And so what he does is, but when he looks at you, it's more of a shepherd type,
mm-hmm.
but he's got just really kind eyes, and mm-hmm. he looks up at you, and he looks at you trustingly. Like he doesn't, you know, when I put my hand
right.
over near his head, he doesn't flinch.
Right.
I'm a stranger. So
yeah, he's very social. He's very socialized to be around strangers. So
he has a tail and the head, the skull size of like an Akita.
Almost, yes. See, I saw that a little bit.
Right.
So he was standing there, and I saw his little curled tail, and I'm like,
right.
I wonder if there's some of that in there. I can see it.
Right.
But he doesn't have an aggressiveness to him.
No.
He has a he's standing. He's quiet. He's just kind of looking around.
Yeah.
He looks like, you know, I think Camp Love a Pet's really going to be good for him.
Oh, yeah. So far it's been great. So,
yeah,
he's available for adoption. So he hasn't been adopted for camp. The camp kids love when their dogs get adopted before graduation because then they know on graduation day their dog gets to go home with forever family and not back into the shelter. So we always try to encourage the adoptions at this point in time to be, you know, focus really on the camp dogs. Next week I'll be bringing a camp dog with me and a child too. And Mark, I guess he's invited, I guess. I also want to let everybody know we do have an adoption event tomorrow from 11 to 5 at Haven Humane. Farmers Insurance is going to be there tomorrow, and they are going to be sponsoring some adoptions throughout 11 to 5 tomorrow.
They'll have refreshments
and a little booth and information and stuff. So definitely come by and see what we have. There's lots of good dogs in the shelter. There's lots of great animals in the shelter at the moment.
What a good thing for them, for farmers to do to come and, pair up with,
They're a big supporter of us.
Partner with you for the day. And, you know, it gives them publicity, but it's also something so great for the community and is an insurance and all the things that they do for the community.
Right. Exactly.
So that was a brilliant on their part. Who's the person in charge of farmers at that?
Oh, I'm trying to remember.
That's all right. You can tell us later. You can tell us next week. Amy from Haven Humane, thank you so much for joining us this morning with Tillamook.
Of course.
A good dog. You know, he's the kind you could take along the river trail and probably can run with you for a while.
And, oh, yeah. He'll keep up.
Yeah. He looks like it. And he doesn't look like he pulls on the leash.
No, not too bad. No. He's actually learning
pretty well.
Good. Yeah. He just needs gentle reminders and then he walks right next to you. So
thank you.
Thanks, Amy.
All right.
Hey, you
know
what?
Thanks so
much. You have to ask yourself, you know, Amy, you said you were like, a little lethargic today. You know, because you get up early at 3 in the morning and stuff like that. But if you had a Sleep Number bed, kiddo.
I would probably get better sleep instead of...
How much is a good night's sleep worth?
I don't get good night's sleeps because I have four dogs in my bed,
a husband and a child. Well, here's
so.
The thing is, you could on your side of the bed, you could put the firmness of the mattress the way you want. And then if the dogs didn't like it, they could all move over to the other side.
Right on top of my husband.
Right on top of your husband.
Thanks, Amy.
I'm sure he's happy about that. But you heard us talk about Sleep Number for so long. But you know what? We've had this bed for now, we're about 5 years now.
It might be going longer than that.
Sure, but you know what? We enjoy this bed. My Sleep Number setting is 60.
And I changed mine around, so my Sleep Number setting, I went lower last night, went to 45. And because there was a lot of activity yesterday. And sometimes, I don't know, it depends on how you feel. And that's the great thing about having a dual control. So Carl can do his at one, and I can do mine at the other. Right now, there's specials going on.
There are. And right now, the lowest prices for a queen Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed is only $1,299. You can save $400, but this is only for a limited time. And you need to go down to the Target Shopping Center, walk into the Sleep Number store, tell them Carl and Linda sent you, lay down on the bed, find out what your Sleep Number setting is, and I guarantee you, you are going to sleep better. 7:16 in the morning. We'll be right back after these messages. 66 degrees today, going up into the low 90s for the first day of summer. That starts officially at 8:45 this morning during the show. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Buck, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Resolution? How about joining us, Armstrong and Getty,
for the morning lineup right here on KCNR from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Shasta District Fair opens noon today
with daily entertainment, including hypnotists,
comedy,
livestock judging,
and entertainment galore.
Don't miss Logan Mize.
Yeah, I've been thinking about you.
With Chad Bushnell at 7 p.m.
Tomorrow, support our youth at the annual Junior Livestock Auction, followed by auto racing.
Shasta District Fair open till midnight tonight and tomorrow.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Relax, restore, and rejuvenate at Wind River Spa inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Indulge in some body pampering with our summer spa specials featuring oxygenated facial, summer glow body scrub, CBD warming massage, spa pedicure, and 15% off all waxing. Retreat from the demands of daily life. Book your summer spa specials now featuring farmhouse fresh products. Gift certificates available for purchase. Summer spa specials at Wind River Spa.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship, Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to 3-5 Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Sure plays a mean pinball.
Good morning, everybody. You know, we talked earlier about the summer solstice.
Never mind.
How do you say it correctly, Carl?
Solstice.
Okay, obviously it falls on today. It says here people in Anchorage, Alaska will get 19 hours of daylight, and those in Seattle and New York will see more than 15 hours. Los Angeles, Dallas, and Atlanta will see more than 14 hours of daylight. Miami and Honolulu will see less than 14 hours. As an added bonus, there are lots of free food deals celebrating the start of summer.
Well, it's 14 hours of sunshine today, longest day of the year. Okay, a couple of things. As you know, the Iranians, pretty much everybody agrees, the Iranians damaged two oil tankers. And then shot down a unmanned drone over international waters. The U.S. claims it's under international waters. The Iranians say it's not, but they shot it down. Yesterday, Trump, with 10 minutes left to do, because they were going to run an airstrike against three of the missile sites, Trump called it off because he asked the general, how many people are going to be killed in this? And he says, probably about 150. And Trump called off the airstrike. He said, no, that's not proportionate. We've lost an unmanned drone. Yeah, it cost us money, but we lost no lives. And I'm not going to launch an airstrike that kills 150 people. And, you know, frankly, I think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Put heavier sanctions on them, take their money, freeze assets, all these things. Now, of course, Joe Scarborough, who claims he's a Republican or was a Republican, says, oh, it's just like Trump, you know, bully, bluff, and then pull back. Well, you know what, Joe? What do you want, Joe? You're such a hero. You've never been in the service. What do you think? Start a war? Kill 150 people, Joe? Is that a good idea, Joe Scarborough? Obviously. I mean, you kind of act like it is. Well, frankly, it was a good decision by Trump. He talked with his congressional leaders, and when it came down to pulling the trigger, do I want to kill 150 people because they shot down the drone? No. However, the Iranians said they also were targeting a manned spy aircraft. So if they had shot that down, I think then you go back and then you've got to take another really good look at
it. Well, according to this article, it says the region is crucial to global air travel. Iran said the drone violated its airspace while the U.S. called the missile fire an unprovoked attack in international airspace over the Strait of Hormuz.
Yep.
H-O-R-M-U-Z.
Yeah, Hormuz. Right now they're rerouting. All the major airlines are rerouting their flights away from that and around it because they not quite sure what's going to happen. Hey, we had something that caught national attention here. Brian Daly and Julie Winters had a town hall meeting, and they invited. You know, when I think of town hall meetings, I think, okay, everybody can go.
Yeah.
Well, in this one, they invited. They said that they were criticized for hosting an event that invited Christians from local churches. Well, this thing has hit, you know, has gotten a lot of press, including national press. Well, wait a minute. California state senator just hosted Christians. Well, you know, this thing, I think people really got their underwear all bunched up over something.
Panties
in
a lot.
Because you use the word Christian. If, you know, as Brian Daly pointed out, I meet with people of all faiths. He says in this case, You know, it was people of Christian faith, which Brian is unashamedly will tell you that he's Christian. I have never heard him beat the drums about it, if you know what I mean. But it's clearly he's a Christian. And he says, I find it interesting. All the times I met with Muslims and Jewish rabbis, and nobody ever said anything, but talk about Christians, and all of a sudden it flares up. I think it's bizarre. Well, I understand it, because, frankly, Brian and Julie, the Christians are under attack. You can't have organizations. And what they're saying is, you disinvited other people. Well, I'm not sure. I think that if somebody wants to have a meeting with those of the Christian faith to talk about spirituality and what the Christian faith is, and you're an elected official, okay. Now, I guess he could have said people of all faiths. Right. Are invited. You know, maybe that would have been more palatable for people. But I know Brian Daly's, he's a fair person. I don't picture him not supporting somebody in your district because they're not a Christian. But he got everybody all excited about it. And one of these says, Daly says to those of you who think you can intimidate me or religious people in my district who identify as religious, I want you to know I'm not going to stand down. And I don't think you should. You know what? If I think probably when you have a town hall, you can say people of all faiths or people of no faith, and you can talk about Christianity. If you don't believe in God, that's up to you. You know, I don't condemn you for it. If you're a Satanist, I may have a problem with that one, because the way I was brought up, that Satan is evil, and does evil things. So, I mean, that's up to you, frankly. As long as you don't impact on me. Okay. The last thing is, and you and I were talking about it during the break, here's a guy that got 5 years probation for having sex, all types of sex, with an 11-year-old. And people go berserk and are hearing this. If you just read the headlines, gets 5 years probation. Well, as it turns out, there's more to the story. This is the weirdest thing I've read in a long time. This guy meets a girl on a dating service. This isn't one of those services that that lures guys in and says, hey, I'm 12 years old or I'm 14, and they get these, pedophiles coming in. No, this was a dating service, and they corresponded.
Like Match.com kind of lines?
Well, that's what I think it was. I mean, I didn't say what the dating service was. But the guy was convinced the girl was 18 years old, and she showed up, and I imagine she probably looked like she was 18 years old. He's in his, his 20s, I think. And they spent an afternoon together. Her parents had reported her missing. She's 11 years old. And then they find her that night at home. She's packing. She wants to leave. So then they find out where she was all day. The guy, when he finds out she's 11 years old, is devastated, horrified, and everything else. I am torn on this because I don't know what the girl looks like. Of course, you're never going to see her photo. But obviously the judge who looked at this case looked at this whole thing, and he says the guy is extremely sorry about this. He was, the word horrified was used several times. And the fact is that the judge doesn't believe he should get jail time for this. He will register as a sex offender, but for 5 years, he is going to be, he has to register. I mean, if he's clear for 5 years, they're going to just dismiss the case. This is really strange. I have not seen something like this before.
Okay, well, here's a couple things that I conjure up, being just, of course, a female at 11. How? I don't know, you guys.
How do you pass as an 18-year-old?
When you think about your body development, and I'm talking about, because I'm really not in the profession of seeing, girls through the ages, but I think at 11 years old, how could he not know that she was like underdeveloped down there? Some girls, develop earlier but 11. And this makes me upset about what side are you talking about? What kind of background check do they do on the sides? Can anybody go in and troll and make up like, oh, I'm really blah, 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 and I'm really blah, blah, blah.
Of course they do. Look at dating sites. Do you ever see a photo that looks like the person?
I don't. I have. I actually never been on. I got on it. Honestly,
Jared, have you ever been on a dating site?
I've never been on a dating site. I have a lot of friends that have met love of their lives, married out of a dating site.
Bob and Brenda.
I'm not poo-pooing it at all. But I'm wondering if this now brings to another level of what you do with background checks. Are we going to go into the dating world where we take thumbprints? I'm sorry. I mean, I would do, if I was single today, I would do background check on whoever I was with.
Well,
because I think people lie. And if the lie is becoming the new norm, and it is, it's becoming, and people don't even know they're lying, and they're lying. And I think a lot of it, I'm sorry to say this, but a lot of it has to do with the internet. You can hide behind the internet. And then in your mind, you can conjure up any kind of excuse, any kind of reality that you could possibly create in your mind and make it okay. And I don't know. I, because we don't really know all the facts. We're just reading the headlines, which you know how those are always
weird.
I'm not really sure what's the truth in those. But I can imagine the parents are horrified, and I wonder if the parents are taking any kind of responsibility about how did our daughter get on this site? Were you not patrolling, if you will, or
why didn't the parents know that she was on
this
site?
How did you not know that your daughter was on this site? I guess you can go to school. You can get on any friend's, internet or whatever it is. And
on their device.
And go do that. And kids do sneak. People sneak around. It just is what happens when, I'm not alone. Everybody sneaks when they're kids. Something in some way.
We have a good friend that went through at 11:30 at night, went through her kids.
Yep.
Phones, and found that there wasn't anything there. But her girlfriends were horrified that she would do that. She says, "Really? Why don't you go through them at night then, if you think everything's fine?" And like 2 days later, they were coming back. Went, "Oh my God! They were finding things on their kids' phones, from texting and all these other things that were just
sexting."
Yeah.
And it might not be what your kid is doing, but it's what other kids are doing, sending, and they're in a thread. Lots of nudity. Lots of sexting. A lot of that is just commonality now. So I don't know. At which point do you not take responsibility for your child and what they're doing? And really, I don't care how much you have to be controlling over that. That's just, lucky to be alive, this girl.
You have to do that with your kids.
Yeah.
They're kids. You know, these people that want 16-year-olds to vote is scary. It's scary because that 18-year-olds or 16-year-olds are still making kind of strange decisions. And I think the bottom line is, if you can still be grounded, you shouldn't be able to vote. We're going to take a break here, 7:32 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by friends over at SST, Shasta Siskiyou Transport. Been in the business, of course, for 52 years. They've been in the business, and there's a reason. It's because they provide the greatest support for not only local businesses, but our firefighters. Our firefighters on the front lines, and it's getting ready to be fire season again. Here's SST Oil with them, making sure they've got the fuel. They have the support that they need to fight these fires and fight them as safely as possible. Not only that, they have their own diesel exhaust fluid section. That so people can get this DEF that you have to run in your trucks and your cars. You have to. It's by the law. All of this at SST Oil. Find out more from SST Oil by giving them a call at 241-1167. They are always, always looking for some good employees there, and it's an employee-owned company. We'll be right back after these messages with Ashley Helscombe.
So much that we need to share. So send a smile and show you care.
B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Fit River.
The Redding Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids and education, it's powerful.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at reddingrancheria.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite. This morning drive time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott here on Friday. How are you? Summer solstice, the longest and the sunniest day of the year. It's the 21st of June, 7:38 in the morning. And with us, I'm very excited finally to get this special lady in our chair to interview her. Her name is Ashley Hellstrom. She's the membership director of Riverview Country Club and Golf. Riverview Country Club and Golf Country Club, and she's the assistant golf pro. And we had the great honor of playing with you the other day for the Special Olympics golf tournament.
Yes, that was a blast.
And so let's talk a little bit about you. You came to Redding around when?
I came to Redding last year.
Before the fires?
Yes, before the fires.
Okay.
So I was able to experience Redding, you know, in all of its greatness before before that tragedy.
Before we got smoked down.
When all of the 18 holes were in operation.
Yes.
All right. So it was like in its glory. And it's coming back, by
yes.
the way. We were on it. It was beautiful. And big trees have fell. And there was some flooding. And, you know, we all experienced some great disasters. So thank you for hanging in there.
Right. We did. But the course actually is in some of the best condition that it's been in a while. Our greens are rolling better than I've ever seen them, better than some of our members have ever seen. So we're really excited about how the course has turned around from that.
So when you say greens are rolling,
mm-hmm.
is that a golf term?
It is golf term. So that just means that the greens are smooth and your putts are going to be more true. So if they're, if you say the greens are rolling, it just means they're faster and you're going to play a little bit more break.
I think that's a good catchphrase.
Okay.
Hey, come and hey, the greens are rolling. You know, like, oh, hey, what does that mean? I mean, it's kind of like a little great catchphrase. Okay, so Ashley, we loved it because we had a chance, and I want to encourage, because we're social members out at the country club, and I have a great time joining girlfriends out there, and we attend events. So we encourage people to know more about the country club because there is a change happening. A lot of people think, it's just, you know,
for old rich people.
Old fogey, you know. But let's just really talk about what's happening with Riverview Country Club.
Right. Well, first of all, I wanted to say thanks again just for having me on today. It's really a privilege just to be able to share some of the exciting things that are happening at Riverview. So to touch on what you're talking about, first thing that comes to my mind is we are definitely attracting a lot of young families. So we've got several new junior executive families who just came into the club, but we also have a great base of existing junior executive families. And so when I say junior executive, I'm referring to a membership class that's anyone under 40, and that is a golf membership. So with that, we're adding fun new events. So coming up on June 29th, we've got an event where it's going to be a carnival night and movie on the green. So on our driving range, we're going to have a bouncy slide and different carnival games. And then afterward, the kids can, you know, put out their blanket or sleeping bag and then watch a movie on the driving range under the stars.
Oh, that is a whole different look for the country club. Yeah,
absolutely.
And that's great. Well, I would love to share before I'm going to head over to Turtle Bay for a ribbon cutting here in a minute and call in with their launching. But I wanted to, before on my time here, talk a little bit about your background. Mm-hmm. You were raised in the northern part of our country.
Yes, I was raised in Hibbing, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yumpin' Yemeni.
All right.
And so only about 2 hours south of the Canadian border.
So there are, you know, the Scandinavian background, Ashley Hellstrom. You know, I can see you with a shield, even though you don't look like a shield maiden that you see on TV. You know what I mean?
Because she could be a shield maiden.
You could be shield maiden. But I tell you what, if that golf club was like a sword, you would be deadly.
This girl, when she drives, I mean,
You are an extraordinary golfer. You really are. We played, nine holes. Mm-hmm. We got, you know, about eight or nine holes because, you know, it was a special event. I never saw you strike a ball badly. Now, you may have thought you did, but I never saw you strike a ball badly.
Well, I'm glad you didn't catch those shots.
Well, and may have been one that was kind of questionable, but it was still, you know, like I finally unleashed one, right? I finally got one, and everybody's, whoa, yeah, you know.
Well,
and then here's this 130-pound, I'll just say 130, it could be 120, you know, who knows. She just swung easily, and you were like 10 yards past me, and I'm like, okay.
Well, let's talk a little
time
bit
to take
about
more lessons or something.
Your history about how you grew up close to a golf course,
mm-hmm.
and your dad played and your brothers played. Let's talk a little bit about that to kind of get you people into like the love of golf, how you got involved with golf. You lived in an area where everybody hunted and fished, and so you're this outdoor girl, and you spent a lot of time on the course.
Yes, absolutely. So I grew up. I've got an older sister and two older brothers. And my grandfather, my dad, and both of my brothers played golf. And so I wanted to be like them. I wanted to hang out with them. So I tagged along. And my dad started to teach me how to play around 7 or 8 years old. And so from that time on, I just kind of, like I said, tagged along. I joined our junior golf program at our local country club and just went out with my friend down the road. We were both in walking distance, so we'd both walk, meet, and then go to the golf course. So that's how I grew up. Didn't really get into competing until, you know, other than our just small club championship events, we'd have two or three girls, and then, you know, you get first, second, or third each event. So I didn't really start competing until about junior high. But, yeah, definitely grew up in an outdoorsy area, hunting, fishing, and certainly my family was involved in all of that.
So when did you decide, we have about a minute left before we got to take our break, but when did you decide that you were going to be wanted to be a golf pro?
I would say I always had in the back of my mind when I was in when I was going to the University of Montana. It never really seemed like an attainable goal. But then afterward, I had done some other things. I worked in bookkeeping and business administration, and I just really missed golf. And so that kind of pushed me and launched me into moving down to Arizona, and that's where I became a golf professional.
So you went through schools?
Yes.
And then you have to qualify, right? Is there a qualification to this or something?
Well, I am in the PGA program, but to become a professional, really all you need to do is enter a tournament as a golf professional. So that's how I started. So I started playing, and then I transitioned into more of the teaching.
Okay. Well, we got to take a quick break, but I will say quickly that playing alongside, which I don't play, I strike, but I struck more balls than I ever have. With you, giving me little whispers in my ear and helping me just feeling my shoulders, because I haven't played or even been on that course in a year, and I don't even call it playing because we're doing the best ball or whatever. But it still is great to be out there and exercise, and I just want to shout out and say thank you and encourage every lady that's listening that maybe wants to take up golf, maybe hasn't thought about it, and there's like, oh, I don't know if I want to get out there, and the guy, Ashley is the best. You want to take lessons with her, just check out Riverview Country Club and give them a call, because Ashley's great at the helm.
Okay, Ashley. So people that are, that are interested, maybe the social membership, because it is less money, but you still get to play golf once a month.
Right.
But to use it for business meetings, it used to be it didn't cost anything to use the rooms, the meeting rooms up there.
Correct. So members do not pay a room fee.
When you look at it, that Riverview is, great food. You've got, of course, it's beautiful views from up there and all that. So how do people get a hold of you to talk about membership?
Sure. So they can call the office, or they can call. I'll give you my membership cell, actually. So that's 530-524-2491. That's the best way to get a hold of me. And I'd love to schedule a tour, or, just show you around. I can show you the course, and we can chat about our membership opportunities.
Sounds good. Okay. Ashley Hellstrom, thank you so much for being with us. And you just can't believe how well this woman strikes the ball. We were playing best ball.
And you want to meet her, too, because she's just a great individual.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back in this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. I've been certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility with comprehensive treatment for stroke, caring for patients affected by stroke, beginning with immediate evaluation and screening by a specialized team of nurses and physicians. And they can provide preventative care and screening of high-risk patients. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. 7:48 in the morning, 68 degrees out there, going up into the low 90s. Weather reports always brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. We'll be right back.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Shasta District Fair opens noon today
with daily entertainment, including hypnotists,
comedy,
livestock judging,
and entertainment galore.
Don't miss Logan Mize.
With Chad Bushnell at 7 p.m.
Tomorrow, support our youth at the annual Junior Livestock Auction, followed by auto racing.
Shasta District Fair open till midnight tonight and tomorrow.
that doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hey, North State sports fans. This is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Planning an event, double date, girls' night, overtime inside Wind River Resort and Casino offers reserve seating. Party together in style all night long with top-level service and entertainment. Reserve your table or VIP package with bottle service and appetizers starting at $25. Overtime, turning it up a notch with personalized VIP treatment. For info, call group sales at 530-339-7454 or download the Wind River app. Reservations must be made 1 week in advance. Nightlife is better at the river. Real people, real winners, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play offer in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday offers from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match them up to $100 in free play. And to sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. One birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Free slot play limited to $100.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Linda ran off to Turtle Bay. They're having a grand opening of the new kids' adventure area out there. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell has been helping people since 1993. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. And I tell you what, Judy knows her stuff. If you're having problems with your fire insurance, even though if you're not a customer of Judy, give her a call because she's here to help. She knows what the disaster that everybody went through, and she knows how to work to make sure that you get everything you need. She's more than happy to help people who were touched by the car and campfire. Give her a call, 221-0441. A decision made on the First Amendment and the right of religion and freedom of religion. The Supreme Court of the United States ruled that this 40-foot Latin cross, which stands on public parkland at a major intersection in Prince George's County outside of Washington, in Bladensburg, Maryland, can remain. Saying the memorial to soldiers killed in World War I had been consecrated by nearly 100 years of public devotion, and that tearing it down would show unconstitutional hostility to religion. And this was a 7-2 ruling. This wasn't a 5-4. The court said it had earned special significance over the years as a war memorial, an expression of a community's grief for its lost sons. But this was not a blanket. This was not a blanket approval of all markers of religion throughout the United States, which causes problems to some people. They were unable to come to a consensus about how to approach the other hundreds of religious-themed memorials across the country, leaving them to be fought one by one, So that's going to be interesting. He said that Alito said it's clear the Maryland cross passes muster. Removing it would be an affront to community, where Justice Bremer also said must be taken on its own facts. While setting out one framework does not guarantee they're all permissible, and that the theory that they are that it promotes religion, one religion over others, is just not true. Now, Justice Gorsuch, one of the newer, said it's hard not to wonder how old must a monument, symbol, or practice be to qualify for this new presumption. It seems 94 years is enough, but what about the Star of David monument erected in South Carolina in 2001 to commemorate victims of the Holocaust? Should that be removed? Or the cross that Marines in California placed in 2004 to honor their comrades who fell during the War on Terror? Justice Ginsburg and Sotomayor said the court got it wrong. They said the Peace Cross is impossible to view as anything other than the chief symbol of Christianity, and leaving it on public land elevates that religion above all others. And if it says in our Constitution, somehow it has kind of been observed or it's been ruled that the Constitution says the government shall not establish a religion. Well, it's not establishing a religion. It's not the Constitution did not want to have the government extol the virtues or establish a religion that people would then feel the need to join. That's not what it said. It said that shall, and when you start talking about the separation of state and religion, the way I look at it is that you can have religious monuments. Is the state forcing me to join that religion? Is it a state-sponsored, a state-supported religion? No. It just means that people of this faith put something up to honor people, the Star of David, for those of the Holocaust, those Marines that put up a symbol of remembrance and of love of the sacrifice of Marines that have died in the war against terror. The ruling overrules a decision by the Fourth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, who rejected the cross in a 2-1 ruling. And religious liberty advocates, of course, called this decision a landmark, and it is. The American Humanist Association took solace in the court's limited ruling, saying it feared the justice would overturn the Lemon Test and pave the way for even broader religious displays by government. And to me, that this ruling takes a look at what it symbolizes, what the cross symbolizes, what it meant, and you've got to take into it a historical precedence, too, I believe. Anyway, just thoughts on that. The other things in our town here, we talked about the we talked about Brian Daly and we talked about Julie Winters, and it's funny how this thing has hit the papers because it's Christian. Is Christianity really under attack? I have to kind of believe that when you use the word Christian, people immediately think of you, or some people immediately think of Christians as grasping our rifles and our guns, our rifles and our Bibles, and not wanting to change, that we are racially motivated in these things. If you're a Christian, I don't get that out of Christianity. Christianity, is loving everybody, accepting people for who they are, and what Christianity means. If tenets of Christianity, as you do many of the other religions, it is one of love, acceptance. You may not agree with what people do, but you think people, but you want people to treat you the way you should be treating people. And once you accept that, the life goes on a lot better. And I don't care what religion it is. If that's what the religion means to you, is being a person that loves your neighbor, and the term love is overused too, but it can accept your neighbor and accept, and they should be also doing the same for you. And so because you're used a term that you're a Christian and that you're looked down on by groups of people, to me, is totally wrong. They don't like it when it happens to them. We're going to take a break here. And I'm trying not to proselytize there because I'm not trying to convert people at all. Hey, when we get back, we've got Dale Ball, who is running for district supervisor, District 2, and Nick Gardner with his ideas on what's happening with our jail system.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Ready to retaliate against Iran for downing an unmanned American drone. And Mr. Trump explains he canceled the strikes 10 minutes before they were to be carried out after being told that some 150 people could die.
The president said on Twitter, quote, "I am in no hurry. Our military is rebuilt, new, and ready to go. By far the best in the world." He continued, "Sanctions are biting," and more added last night. "Iran can never have nuclear weapons, not against the USA and not against the world."
Correspondent Ken Lorman, Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney insisting the U.S. cannot afford to let Iran get away with this latest act of aggression.
It's crucially important that the Iranians recognize that this kind of behavior is not something that will be tolerated. And I would also point out that our other adversaries around the world are watching.
Cheney on the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt Show. The Supreme Court tossing out a murder conviction and death sentence for a black man in Mississippi because the prosecutor kept African Americans off the jury.
The court ruled 7-2 the removal of black prospective jurors violated the rights of the defendant. Curtis Flowers was tried 6 times for the murders of 4 people in a furniture store in Mississippi. Writing for the majority, Justice Brett Kavanaugh said the numbers speak loudly. Over the course of the first 4 trials, prosecutors attempted to strike all 36 prospective black jurors. The court ruling means Flowers could now face a 7th trial.
Correspondent Wally Hines. Existing home sales rose last month up 2.5%, according to the National Association of Realtors. Stocks are mixed on Wall Street this hour. The Dow is up 53 points, the Nasdaq down 4, the S&P trading 2 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad, I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
The president of the Republic of Georgia blames Russian agitators for violence that erupted in the capital, Tbilisi, last night.
President Salome Zurabishvili used to be a French diplomat where there was nothing diplomatic about her language. She called Russia an enemy and an occupier. Anti-Russian feeling is still very high after the brief war in 2008. It ended with Russia stationing its troops in the breakaway Georgian regions of South Ossetia and Abkhazia. They're still there. President Zurabishvili may be covering her own back. She was supported by the governing Georgian Dream Party in last year's presidential election, and it was Georgian Dream that invited the Russians in to discuss religious affairs. Some opposition MPs say that's where the real blame lies.
More demonstrations in Hong Kong today, with this latest round of protesting coming after a deadline had passed for the government to meet demands relating to controversial extradition legislation. News and analysis at Town Hall. The House has passed a bill that would block the Justice Department from involvement in marijuana prosecutions in states where pot is legal.
More and more states have legalized marijuana for recreational use, but under federal law, possessing or selling the drug remains a federal crime. Attorney General William Barr said during his confirmation hearing, the Justice Department would not go after marijuana companies in states where cannabis is legal, but proponents want legislation to protect marijuana users. The measure, which was attached to a funding bill, is opposed by conservative Republicans, who say it ignores the problem of drug abuse and sends the wrong message to young people about smoking marijuana. Several bills have also been submitted in the Senate that deal with legalizing pot use. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And watching Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 80 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:05 in the morning here on the 21st of June, 2019. 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Linda took off and is over going to Turtle Bay right now because they're having a grand opening of a kids' adventure area over at Turtle Bay. She'll call in a little bit later to tell us what's going on with that. But today's detailed forecast, sunny with a high near 89. Gust as high as 24 miles per hour tonight with a low around 65. Today is summer solstice. This is the longest day of the summer. Summer begins officially this morning at 8:45. We'll stop the show then, and we'll break out some champagne.
Okay.
Or in Nick's case, a keg of beer. It will have 14 hours of sunlight today, so that's cool. And also a baseball game tonight with the Colt 45s. And we have tickets for the Colt 45 games if you give us a call in a few minutes. When I say it's officially, we're giving out tickets because we've got the lines filled right now. Hey, the weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Let's go to the phone. Susan, good morning. What's it look like?
Good morning.
What's it look like now that we're not at war with Iraq?
Well, markets are holding. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 88 points at 26,841. The S&P 500 is up 95 points at 2,955, and the NASDAQ up 29 points at 7,767. The three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Slack Technologies, down 46 cents, trading at 38.14. NIO Inc., down 19 cents at 2.64, and General Electric, down 5 cents at 10.57. Over in the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 2.05%. And for commodities, gold is down $1.30 an ounce at $1,394, silver off 23 cents at $15.36 per ounce, and crude oil up 44, and it's trading at $57 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thank you so much. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. It looks like it's going to be kind of cool. Hit the fair, get the baseball games.
It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Longest day of the year.
Ooh.
I'm going to stay up till midnight. Have a good time.
Okay,
all
thanks,
right.
Susan.
Everybody have a great weekend.
Hey, that's Susan Eastman from Wells Fargo Advisors down there on Park Marina Drive. If you're looking for somebody to take a look at your investments, and you might want to have Susan do it. She's been in the business a while, and she's the first vice president of investments out there at Wells Fargo Advisors. Now, for your working out tip, here's Amy from Edison's Peak Performance. Are you in the plank position right now?
Absolutely. How else would I do a talk about working our core?
There you go. So you've been, I understand you can hold a plank for 5.5 minutes. Is that true?
Oh, well, anyway, so let's get on to the tip. All right. So today I actually do want to talk about core. So let's face it, Carl, we all could move a little bit more, and we all say we don't have enough time. But the thing is you can try these 7 everyday tips, and you can increase your core strength and do a little bit more fitness for yourself.
Okay.
So let's start with when you wake up in the morning. First thing, after your alarm goes off, work your core by simply drawing your navel or your belly button, right, into your spine. Take a deep breath in and then breathe out and hold that belly button into your spine for a count of 5 seconds. So I call this the morning 5x5. Do it 5 times. Draw that belly button in, breathe all your air out, hold it for 5 seconds, and repeat it 5 times. That's going to really work that core and teach your brain and your core how to work together. Now, speaking of teaching your brain and core how to work together, I want you to challenge yourself by challenging your core in every single thing you do. So when you go to the store next time and you go to pick up a milk carton, tighten your tummy before you lift that milk carton up. Always tighten your tummy before you do everything. Draw that navel into your spine to support your back and teach your brain that the core has to be the primary supporter. You'll get stronger ab muscles if you're always doing this. Now, since a lot of us tend to sit a lot, let's play in the chair a little bit. So when you're sitting in your chair, we're going to do the sit and spin. Okay, well, actually it's a sit and rotate. So you're going to sit up tall, draw your navel in, place your opposite hand on your opposite knee, and rotate away the other direction. You'll feel those side oblique muscles activate. Hold that for 3 seconds, and then rotate to the other side. Do this 3 times, holding each side for 3 seconds. The next one when you're sitting in the chair is the reach up and pull over. Draw that navel into your spine again, always pulling the belly button into your spine. Reach up high in the air, grab your opposite arm, and pull it over to the opposite side. You're going to feel a great stretch through your ribs, and you're going to activate the internal obliques. The next one, number 5, is our chair hula. That's right. We're going to Hawaii in our chairs. So you're going to rock those hips side to side, but what are you going to do first? You're going to draw your abs in tight, pull the belly button into the spine, and then rock those hips, bringing the hip bone to the rib cage, just like you're doing the hula. This is going to work those obliques again. The next thing we're going to do is I call it the happy cheerleader and the grandpa butt. So you're going to rock a pelvic tilt. You're going to draw your tummy into your spine, and you're going to rock into a pelvic tilt like you have a tummy ache or you're tucking your butt under. And then you're going to rock your spine the other way into a gentle arch. So it's a forward and backward rocking with your navel drawn into your spine all the time. The last thing you're going to do in your chair is marching. Sit tall, draw that navel into your spine, and lift one leg up at a time with just a gentle toe touch. This will also work your lower abdominals. There you have it, Carl. 7 easy tips we can do every day to keep our core strong.
I'm sorry. I was trying to listen, but I was in the plank position on the table here for the whole time. I didn't realize it was going to be 36 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, Amy, down at Addison's Peak Performance, thanks for calling in. You got, you know, for people that really, you know, they're around their desk and everything, those are really good tips. You know,
yeah.
You can work out while you're, we can do it while you're working, in
exactly.
Fact. You know, I'm watching Nick and Dale were doing those while you were describing them, and Jared's in there doing the tummy tuck right now.
That was a lot. That was a lot of work. I need a nap.
That's right. In fact, I'm sweating now just listening to it. Okay. Hey,
oh my goodness.
Amy, thank you so much.
You bet, guys.
Hey, I am here with Dale Ball and Nick Gardner, and we got to take a break. I didn't expect it to go that long. I have to talk to Amy about fitness tips that made me tired just listening to them. It's 8:12 in the morning. We're going to take an early break, Jared. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Home Helpers. Home Helpers. If you're looking for 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, it's Sharon Clark and her people. She's going to come to your house if you need some help. Somebody's had an operation, maybe need a little help around the house or more. She'll sit down and talk with you and come up with a plan that works for you and your family, not works for Home Helpers. They'll make their plan fit what you need. Learn more at readyandhomehelpers.com or give them a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back with Dale Ball and Nick Gardner. We're going to be talking about the conditions of the city and the county. And, you know, one thing I want to really get into is the Henderson Open Spaces, which, you know, I got into that. Hopefully that helped a little bit. But now we're in the middle of a fire season, and all those trees that are down, people are starting fires. And this could be disastrous for our river. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:13 in the morning.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Shasta District Fair opens noon today
with daily entertainment, including hypnotists,
comedy,
livestock judging,
and entertainment galore.
Don't miss Logan Mize.
With Chad Bushnell at 7 p.m.
Tomorrow, support our youth at the annual Junior Livestock Auction, followed by auto racing.
Shasta District Fair open till midnight tonight and tomorrow.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Oh, behave. Yeah, baby!
Oh, we'll behave. In fact, I can have someone come out today and give you a free estimate.
I think you're shagadelic, baby. You're switched on. You're smashing.
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Very smashing. Yay, capitalism.
You can start saving today. Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning at 221-2642 in Redding or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studio at the KCNR, 96.5 and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Carl and DeBott. Linda's over in Turtle Bay for the grand opening of their new Kids Adventure area over there. Should be calling in a little bit later. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's only going to be 90 today, but we know next week it's going to be 96. And we know the week after that it's going to be up to in the hundreds. And then it's going to stay there for a while. Does your air conditioning system work? Does it work to its full potential? How about your air ducts? Are they clean? Are your filters clean? Call Alliance Heating and Air at 221-2642 or check out their website, homecomfort.org. Voted best in the North State. They offer warranties, guarantees. They can work on any system. Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business. I'm here with Dale Ball and Nick Gardner. And Dale has been involved in city and county politics, not politics in the sense of running for office or things like that, but in the way things are being done in our city, especially quality of life. And then it struck him that there's more to it than that. And Dale, you have said that you're going to be running for office.
After much consideration and persuasion from friends. I don't know if I should really call them friends if they're persuading me to run for politics, but I'm going to run for District 2 Board of Supervisors here in the fall.
Okay, and what are you running on? What's your slate here?
public safety and quality of life. We keep, you know, all we hear from our city officials, our county officials, is excuses. One excuse after another. They blame the state, blame the state, blame the state.
So you think, what can the county do then?
Well, the state's dealt us a bad hand. There's no two ways about it. But when just the city of Redding, which is the hub of Shasta County, ranks 422nd out of 461 cities, why are 421 other cities doing so much better than us? Why are 50 counties doing so much better than us? We need to be looking at those.
In what ways?
Crime.
Okay.
Crime. And I think on the index of quality of life, Redding's, shoot, we're in the top 10 of the nation, I think, on the worst, you know, just like we were, what, fourth stolen cars in the nation?
I think that was, I don't, that may have been a while ago. I know the number of stolen cars has dropped.
I know the FBI's crime stats here. Redding just ranked number 9 out of 482 cities in California as the most dangerous city. And we shouldn't have to live like this. We should make public safety number one priority.
Okay. So you, as a county supervisor, if you're elected, what can you do?
Well, I would never give the state back, what, $50 million when they offer to help build us two different jail facilities?
So do you believe, would you support Joe Comente's idea of, well, and as he was on here yesterday, and I think you all heard it, but his idea of a 1% sales tax that would go to new jail, public defenders, district attorneys, that kind of stuff?
When you start spreading it out to make everybody happy, to all people, I think it starts diluting it a little bit. I haven't looked exactly through all of his numbers. I think we need more money. There's no two ways about that. But we should never be giving back millions of dollars when the state's offering help. We just had recently here, what's $1.7 million for the navigation center. And as soon as Chief Johnson asked for a little bit of accountability, one of our county supervisors and Donnell just napalmed the whole idea. And that $1.7 million is gone now.
Yeah, as he said, it went back to the continuum of communities or something like that.
Yes, 700,000 is going to go to the mission for respite, which is a great idea. It's much needed, and then another million, I think, is going to FaithWorks.
Yeah, but it's going. Yeah, it's staying in the community. It's just not going to be used for public safety. The idea of public safety is it all goes back down to the fact there's probably a variety of reasons, but the main cause is nowhere to put them, to put people that are bad guys.
That's exactly. And a lot of people, again, it goes back to they want to blame the state on being released. We're releasing people from our jail because of capacity.
Right.
Not because of these crazy California laws. You can hold people almost a year on misdemeanors. We're holding them for 4 or 5 hours.
That's true.
These people are being arrested 50, 60 times. If we had somewhere to put them the first time, that's 50 less victims out there.
You know, I think everybody agrees in this city, we need more jail capacity. I don't know why it's taken from now. It was, what, 6 years ago, AB 109? How long ago was that? It's been a while.
It was longer. It's been longer than that.
Has it been? Okay. And then we got 40, I guess it was 47 and 57 that turned even more people loose. And now they're looking at even turning more people loose. I'll end up on our streets here. Now, what's your feeling about all the programs that we have here in this giving? And in one of the, you know, when you're looking at numbers, other numbers are, one, we're, third in the nation when it comes to being generous and giving to people.
This is the most generous community
ever.
I've ever been in. I've lived here all my life, but I've worked all over the West Coast, and this is such a giving community. I think we've just got to focus some of these programs. We've got to, real solutions. We have a homeless problem, but it's not really a homeless problem. It's a drug epidemic, and I think here we're at the Cascade, we're going to have the Seattle is Dying, and I wish everyone would come out and see that because it doesn't just have the problems. It's got some solutions at the end.
July 9th at 5:30 in the evening. It will be there. It's called Seattle's Dying. It's a great documentary, and it talks about the problems of that Seattle's facing. And I've been to Seattle. I was in Seattle a year or so ago, And their homeless problem is, here it is, probably arguably one of the richest cities, in the West Coast, of course, but one of the richest cities probably in the United States, which means in the world. And their homeless problem is unbelievable. They have all these overpasses and underpasses, and there's thousands of people under them. It becomes part of a tour when you're going through there. And, oh, yeah, we did a sweep here and moved 8,000 people. I mean, 8,000 people. So, and when you get down to it, is it because people want to be homeless, or is it because they're mentally ill in many cases?
Many cases.
Some of it drug-induced that has burnt their brains. Or is it a drug problem? Seattle's dying to see, and it's linked to drugs.
Well, as many needles as we've picked up over the last 5 years, I can tell you here in Reading, it's a drug problem.
Well, let me ask you about that. You're a member of this group called?
Shasta Support Service.
Okay, and why did you all start that?
We got tired of seeing trash all over our town. We got tired of seeing our parks overran with garbage and needles and decided to, instead of complaining about it, just go out and start picking up the trash. It's easier to ask for forgiveness than it is permission sometimes.
So your organization has picked up how many? Would you just an estimate? Maybe you know by exactly how many tons of trash have you
over
picked
over up? The last 4 years? We've picked over 200 tons of trash.
200 tons of trash in our neighborhoods and in parks that you all have cleaned up.
Yes, we have a great team of volunteers.
Yeah, the thing that bothers me is this with all the hypodermic needles we have out there that are just laying in the grass. And the fact is that hepatitis A can be spread by feces that are dropped in our parks, along our rivers, in our rivers, as we all know. And so your group has cleaned up over 400 tons?
200 tons.
200 tons in 4 years. And that doesn't count the other thousands of tons that are picked up by that gentleman who was the citizen of the year should be citizen of the century.
Oh, Bob, yeah. Was it? He's left some big boots to fill here in our community.
Is he out now?
He's retired.
Oh,
Lynn Harriet is holding the candle by himself right now, doing a great job. And now instead of having two people, we only have one.
Mm-hmm.
We've also, there's people like Dr. Randy Smith that have been at this for, 19
Randy
years.
Smith. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Randy's name because I know Randy. He's been on the show. He's a friend. And I know what he's done for that river when they've cleaned up stuff. I mean, just and trying to clear out all the blackberry bushes along the river and all these things. And he is, I tell you what, he is a warrior when it comes to saving our waterway.
He is, and he's kind of been a mentor to myself. I've learned so much from him. It's been a blessing to work with him all over the years on all these projects and learn the things that I have from him.
All right. Hey, Tay, let's take a break from this. Linda's on the line, and let's find out what's going on at Turtle Bay. Good morning, hon.
Well, good morning, everybody, and I just want to let you know that I'm here with Christine Gutierrez, who is, with Turtle Bay, and we've been in a ribbon cutting, and everybody's out here who's helped this wonderful new adventure playground to actually, launch this morning. So I'm going to put Christine on the phone real fast so she can tell you, everybody that's in our radio land this morning, what good things are happening here today. Christina.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Christina.
So, we are so excited to have you guys here.
Well, tell us about it.
Yeah, so we just opened our Forest Adventure Playground, which is a really fun addition to Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp here at Turtle Bay. It is a playground that's meant for both adults and children to play together, and it's so cool. There is a giant super slide, a zip line, there's slack line, towers, all sorts of fun stuff, and a big old rock wall for both children and adults to climb.
Oh, a rock wall and a zip line. That sounds like a lot of fun. There's going to be a lot of people out there, huh?
I mean, there is now. We've got Wendy Dickens from First Five riding the zip line. And, kids and adults are really enjoying it. It's been open for a soft opening these last few weeks, and we've been getting some great feedback, and we just want to take this opportunity to let your listeners know that it is ready to go and that they can bring their kids on down.
All right. Hey, you know what? This is another great event that Turtle Bay offers the families of our area around here, our region, and people just coming through that just want to see it. All of a sudden, the kids are out there playing, and you can go through.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and the of course the exhibit is for this for the summer here is the Goosebumps.
There's so many fun things to do this summer. We've got our Goosebumps exhibition, which is open through September 2nd. And then we also have our animal shows. Our butterfly house is open through the end of this month. And then in addition to this big playground, we also have a secondary playground for 0 to 5 children. So there's really something for everyone here at Turtle Bay.
There always is. And for maybe $90, you can have a whole family in there. Parents and up to 4 kids. They don't even have to be your kids.
That's completely correct. For less, you know, and it breaks down to less than $8 a month for a family of 6. I mean, you can't even get a cup of coffee for 2 people at that cost.
No, nope, you can't.
Into Turtle Bay all year long for that.
And you can support Turtle Bay, which has been a great part of our community. Christina, good luck out there, and have a wonderful day.
You as well. Thanks for having us on.
You bet. Okay. Hey.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to take a quick break here. 8:30 in the morning. It's about 68 degrees, going up to 90 today. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated. They've just moved into their new headquarters at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Had grand opening last night. Cornerstone Community Bank. They want you to experience how they move local dreams forward. We'll be right back with Dale Ball and Nick Gartner.
Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
I want you to want me.
Get ready for a musical institution. Cheap Trick, live.
Saturday, July 6th, 7:30, Reading Civic Auditorium. An unbelievable night filled with all the hits. Cheap Trick. 40 years and the legacy continues. Cheap Trick in an unforgettable performance. Saturday, July 6th, 7:30, Reading Civic Auditorium. Tickets on sale now at readingcivic.com, the Reading Civic box office, or by calling 530-229-0022.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. It is 8:35 in the morning, and the temperature right now is, my gosh, 68 degrees, going up to 89 to 90 today. So it's going to be really a beautiful day to go to the fair, go to the baseball game tonight, go to the fair during the day, go to the baseball, Colt 45s tonight. It's going to be beautiful out there, and then, of course, fair tomorrow, Sunday. Also to go down to Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur has a huge amount of ammunition, and it's on sale because we all know what's happening 1 July. 1 July, the state of California is going to make it as hard as they can for you to buy ammo. That's right. As hard as they can, and now they've just tossed up something new where you have to have the real ID. You can't just use your regular driver's license. So if you have a passport, you may want to bring that with you too to show that you're a citizen. But this is interesting because then if you don't have the real ID, it means you can't buy guns, you can't buy ammo, you can't do a lot of things. So, you know, I think this is backfiring on people, you know, that may have wanted to give out more stuff to people that are here, which you call economic visitors. Anyway, Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Go on in there, look at the ammo. It's great prices and great quality in the ammo they've got. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Dale Ball, who is running for Shasta District Supervisor, District 2. Leonard Modi's seat has been instrumental in the Shasta
Support service,
which has cleaned up over 200 tons of trash, including needles and everything, over the last 4 years, and is looking at ways to make our quality of life better and our streets safer. Now, Dale, we talked during the break about the fact is there are people out there that are having real problems.
Most
with
definitely.
Housing, and it's not because they're on drugs. It's not because they're not working hard. There's just no housing.
No, it's like I was saying, it's kind of an oxymoron here in California, affordable housing. But we, as a county, as a city, we need to come up with ways to reduce these fees, to get affordable housing, to spend money to keep people housed. Trinity County does great programs of, instead of all the free handouts after they're unhoused, they spend the money to keep people in their housing. And this is something I just don't think we spend enough focus time on.
Well, I understand. I just saw where Brent Weaver and his partner are looking at building affordable housing across from the city hall, which I think is a great idea. When you have out in the county itself, there could be ideas about housing. On affordable housing, how do you handle something like that?
Most definitely, there's so many different counties and cities that you can look at that programs that are working, that are successful. Even adding these second dwellings on property, making it super affordable to put a mother-in-law quarter behind your house, so that person's not eating up housing. It's cheap to build. Doesn't cost any extra money, and there's no reason that, you know, out in the rural areas, the county should be fighting this.
Should be fighting for it.
They should be fighting for it. We should always be fighting for good things, mm-hmm. not causing more red tape.
With us also today is Nick Gardner, and Nick had a letter to the editor in the newspaper that was published about a tax that he is all for, a 1% tax or a 1 cent sales tax. The and it's different, 1%, depending on how you look at the numbers and all this. But let's just say it's a tax that's going to bring in $26 million. Your idea for the tax is what, Nick?
My idea is to build a 500-bed jail as a start and take care of our crime problem. I think all the other problems, the analogy I came up with is we're at war. And with Joe Comente's plan, he's going to fight a lot of little battles. I think the main battlefield is crime, and we need to clean up the crime, and the rest of the battles will be a lot easier. I've got nothing bad to say about Joe or his plan, except that I just don't agree with it. I've watched Seattle is Dying a couple of times, and I don't see any cure that they've come up with. It's perfect. It's an example of liberalism, and there's no consequences. Our criminals get in trouble. They commit. They know that the threshold between a misdemeanor and a felony, and they just keep it at a misdemeanor, and they know they won't be locked up. If we were to put them in jail and leave them there for 6 months and let them get their systems cleaned out, they might start thinking about their lifestyle. Now, I emailed Joe, and he's always been got back to me real quick, and I asked him exactly how many beds his plan has, and here is his reply. Approximately 80 beds for a new work camp. Well, a new work camp, that, in my opinion, should be financed by the private sector. I believe that there's some big employers around here that need help and need dependable help. And he's already got somebody that would probably work with him, maybe even donate some property to put it on. You could use it as an apprenticeship program. The jail can see the kids that we could would be serious about helping themselves, and they could be taught trades and the trades that are needed. Maybe, you know, equipment operators, maybe carpenters. We're going to need carpenters after that. Okay, and then he's in favor of another 60 beds for the transitional rehabilitation center, the old jail annex. Well, you know, that's only 60 beds. 60 beds to remodel the new courthouse. Well, that's 2 or 3 years down the road, probably 4 or 5 by the time they remodel it to state standards for a new 60 beds. I'm also exploring options for 200-plus beds in the existing jail. Hey, if there's an option for another 200 beds in the existing jail, why hasn't that been explored years ago? To me, you know, if we take care of the crime problem, and let me make it clear, all the homeless aren't criminals, but I believe that a good percentage of them are. And the criminals that are housed, we need to take care of them. Just because they get to go roam around at night and got a house to go to, that doesn't excuse them for their behavior. One thing that was in my letter to the editor that I sent in that wasn't published is not all homeless are mentally ill, although for the criminal mentally ill lawbreakers, maybe they should have their own floor in the new jail that will be tailored to them to put them in the safest environment possible. Just because they're mentally ill doesn't mean they shouldn't be held accountable for their breaking the law against innocent taxpayers.
Well, many of the people in our jail right now are, I'll say, the collective jails. I think the prison system and the jail system is probably the largest mentally ill collection centers there are. Well, because there's not enough of the other ones, and you can't force people, as we know, to get help. But I think that the idea of having a place in the jail set aside, a whole floor for something like this, is going to be a big help. I mean, now I'm sure – now they put them in individual cells or maybe, you know, in different areas, I believe, the ones that have these problems. But what you're saying is, okay, fine. Just because you're mentally ill doesn't mean you can come in here and break all the windows on the street.
Absolutely, and there's got to be consequences suffered for this behavior. As a victim of a crime, I don't feel good just because, oh, well, you know, we plea bargained out these 14 charges. We've got him for one misdemeanor. He's agreed to go to rehab, and the slate's clear. Clean. I don't believe it's clean by doing that. I believe they need to suffer their consequences, and it should be part of their choice to go to rehab. Because when you have a judge tell you have the choice of going to rehab or going to jail, They just go clean up for 30 days and smile, and they're back on the street having a party again.
Okay, so Nick Gardner here, and his idea of what he is proposing is a sales tax. All the money goes into a 500-plus jail, 500-bed-plus jail, plus the 400 we have already. So all the money would go to take care, build the jail, and take care of the two jails, maintenance, cost of the everything.
And
that
would free up so much money that could go towards the other problems we have.
Here's a question I'm going to ask when I come back, because Dale, if something like this happens and you do get elected on your watch, I want to address this. So all that money that's freed up, because we know it takes like $10 to $11 million a year right now for the jail, right?
Yes.
So now we're talking about doubling that, you know, that size. So now we're talking about. So let's just – in some things you can kind of combine, you know, like, you know, food and all this kind of stuff. So let's just say it cost $18 to $20 million, $22 million to take care of this system you're talking about. And the money left over will, you know, that goes, you know, to keep the system going. All that money now that is freed up, that $10 to $12 million that goes back into the general fund, should that have a restriction on it? And we'll get that answer when we come back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends down there at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They are so busy that they've had to go to appointments. So you give them a call at 244-9478. Talk to Tim or Logan, either one, and they'll get you in there, and you walk in, get your haircut, walk out. Really, it's kind of cool. And if you really want to catch up on things, you get in there like 20 minutes early, and you can catch up on your reading, catch up on things that are happening around town. That's Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned discounts for seniors and veterans. We'll be right back with Nick Gardner and Dale Ball. B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
Shasta District Fair opens noon today
with daily entertainment, including hypnotists,
comedy,
livestock judging,
and entertainment galore.
Don't miss Logan Mize.
Hey, I've been thinking about you.
With Chad Bushnell at 7 p.m.
Tomorrow, support our youth at the annual Junior Livestock Auction, followed by auto racing.
Shasta District Fair open till midnight tonight and tomorrow.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Our summer tribute series will keep you cool all summer long with live music inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. From rock and roll classics to soul to today's pop charts. Tickets are just $15 each or a table of 10 for $130. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club, WindRiver.com, or through our Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Sudhalter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Just a small town girl.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. The sports news show brought to you by, you just heard it, BNT Satellite and Doug Tooley. Right now, 55 and plus. We've got a great offer for you down there. It's BNT Satellite, your local premier satellite dealer. Powered by DISH is proud to announce the two exclusive new offers to all that are 55 plus years of age. No receiver or plan restrictions. Call 241-3474-241-DISH. You're looking at saving money. You're looking at some upgrades in the service you have. Don't call the 800 number. Don't call the 800 number. Call local. Call DISH local. Call Doug Tooley at 241-3474-241-DISH. That's BNT Satellite. Hey, we're here with Nick Gardner, and Nick is talking about a tax that would be used strictly for the jail and putting people in jail. And we're here with Dale Ball, who is running for district supervisor, District 2.
District 2.
Here, Shasta County. So, Nick, let's finish up.
Okay, I'm going to finish up real quick and turn it over to the candidate. Dale and I were on Sovereign Minds June 2nd. That's KCNR1460.com. You go up to the archives and podcasts and scroll on down till you hit Sovereign Minds. Click on June 2nd. And we explored this idea in depth, and you'd learn quite a bit. It's a jail-only tax is simple. You can understand it. The money can only be spent on a jail, and it can't be siphoned off someplace else. The rest of the money, what they do with it, you know, who knows? I ran across this quote this morning on Abraham Lincoln. It is a sin to be silent when it is your duty to protest. This is our chance to protest to the supervisors and tell them what we want. Get on the email. Email your supervisors, ShastaCountyBOS@co.shasta.org. ShastaCountyBOS. And that will get in front of each one of the five supervisors. And if you're of the opinion you want to support a jail only, a 500-bed jail only, tell them this is the only tax you'll support. Dale, you're okay. Up, buddy.
Well stated, Nick. I kind of like that quote there. Very fitting.
Okay. Okay, Dale, the other thing is, you're talking about public safety and quality of life. People talk about there's many more things that are associated with being a border, being on the border supervisors. One of them is permits and building, for businesses and such. I've heard from somebody that's been doing a lot of this that they're having no problem at all with the city, but they're having a lot of problem with the county. You heard this, or is it
I've heard the other way, but my contractor, I think we should, anytime you look at everything, streamline the process. I think Shasta County should be the most business-friendly place. I've been working in Utah and had one of the project managers come up to me and say, hey, where are you from? I say, Redding. And they just go, oh, my gosh, I did a project there. And it didn't matter if I was in the Bay Area, Washington, Utah, I heard these same horror stories. We need accountability. We need to make this a quick process, not a long, drawn-out red tape process. They made great strides last year. We got a new director in there. They tried to start streamlining this. But I think we still might have some bad apples in there that just don't want to make that change.
You're talking about in the county?
Yes, in the county.
Okay. Well, that's something then I expect a county supervisor would get
into. I'm fully supportive of you've got one shot to look at a set of plans. You look at that set of plans, you find something wrong with, say, the electrical.
Mm-hmm.
So the contractor takes it back to his electrical guy. He fixes it. The architect redoes the plans. You submit them. You can't say, okay, the one more thing. Okay, now the plumbing. Or now this, you know. And that's right now what we're seeing. And
well, see,
we hear it all the time.
Went to court, you know, helping a family get a conservatorship. And every time we went there was something new.
The one more.
And there's one more. And finally to the last one. And there could have been one more then. But she said, you know what? She says, I'm granting this. Because the public defender who was supposed to be there, who was there, said, well, I don't have this case. And we could have gone back for another 2 weeks. But we didn't. The judge who's been working with us through this whole thing, Monica McKee, if I can do a shout out to her, thank you. And she just said, look, we've done this. You've got all this. You need to get this one thing. Great. So that's what we're doing. But it should be like that. It shouldn't be every time you come back, they've got something new. This is enough to make people crazy.
It is.
Or they even change the things they wanted you to do. That would even be worse. That would make me even crazier. Dale, so you're not against the tax for public safety.
We've got to do something. I am afraid, definitely for accountability, and we have to take a strong look at the AB 109 money and accountability there per the grand jury report before we start talking about a sales tax, in my opinion.
One of the comments here, aren't we all as a community so weary of hearing about the planning departments for years and years, still nothing positive has happened? I think Reading has stepped up, and they're helping. I mean, the feeling I'm getting is a bobble in there that they're trying to do some things. I don't know if I've heard the same thing about the county, but then again, I have never had to work with the county on getting anything done. But I can't help but think the board of supervisors, new ones, ought to come in there and go through each one of the divisions.
Department by department, and let's streamline processes. Let's figure out how to save money.
One inspector per job, not three or four. Yeah. There's still a few in there. Okay, we've got like 3 minutes left. So lay out your plans if you get elected.
The first 6 months is we need to figure out the jail bed situation, whether it's a sales tax, whether it's shipping more people out of town. We get almost $9 million from AB 109. We're spending 6.8 of it down at probation. And I'm not saying that probation isn't good, some of those programs are doing down there, but right now, with no accountability on the other side, they're just failed programs because there's no threat of getting locked up. The people don't show up to their programs, and they know they're not going to have any accountability.
Okay.
We definitely need to figure out how to lock people up. We've got, just in the city of Reading alone, we have 380 people causing 38% of the crime. Imagine if we got 38% of the crime down. We wouldn't be number 9 most dangerous place in California anymore.
We wouldn't be getting beat up on Yelp all the time.
Exactly. And that's the thing. They try to want to market Reading. We've got to clean Reading up. We've got to clean Shasta County up. And the good reviews and the good marketing will come.
Well, we are the 29th. You know, that came out. That was very positive. 29th out of 30 top cities in the United States when it comes to a business.
That was before the city of Reading just raised all their building fees, which I think is going to spur a little bit of that economic growth.
A lot of consternation about that, as we know.
Well, I think they were just putting lipstick on a pig myself.
Nick, you're always straight and to the point.
How do you really feel about it there, Nick?
That's how I feel about it.
All right. Hey, we've been here with Dale Ball, who is running for district supervisor, District 2, running against the incumbent, Leonard Modi. And when's the election?
The primary will be in March.
Next March.
We will actually officially start running at the end of October, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I am just out collecting money because this is going to be an expensive campaign, and it's not something I'm good at.
Campaigning?
No, the asking for money part.
Asking for money. I think that's the hardest for everybody. And, of course, Nick Gardner, whose proposal is a 1 cent sales tax, that all the money goes to a jail and keeping both jails fully funded number of correction officers in there, everything it takes to keep them rolling along, and that way it releases money back into the general fund so we can use it for other things like hiring deputies and public defenders and...
Makes our community safer.
Makes your community safer. Okay, hey, look, I have six tickets to the Colt 45s game. It doesn't have to be tonight, though it's going to be a great game. It can be any time during the season. Just give us a call right now to 605-4567, and you can pick up six tickets to the Colt 45s game. Everybody have a great weekend. There's so many things going on. You have the fair. You have Turtle Bay. You've got the baseball games going. So many things going on this weekend. Have a great time. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health.